Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Welcome everybody to the show, and what else can I say? But I'm reloaded. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizm. Hold on, drums, please. Welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Hold on. I've got some, hold on a minute. I got to fix my sound effects, so y'all got to, hold on. All right, hold on, wait a minute. That?
Yeah!
Uh-huh. And hold on, it's you know what it is, it's Monday, so hold on a second, I got to get these, I got to get all these effects, back in order over here. But anyway, 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. All right. Episode 153. Okay. Hold on. I think I'm good now. Let me see. Wait a minute. That's still a little too. Hold on. Okay. All right. Now. Okay, let me start over. I'm reloaded! It's Bashing Motherfucker Monday.
Yeah!
You know what it is over here at K100. Every Monday on K100, it's a chance to vent. You feel me? I'm putting a song out today. Actually, a single that I dropped today. I'm going to be playing it on the show. My homie Nooney Jr. and my homie The Kid, you feel me, are going to, hopefully I'm going to try and get them to tune in, because I really didn't tell them that I was going to do this, but I'm about to send them guys a message, you feel me, you know what I'm saying, and see if I can get them guys to call in, you feel me, because we did a collaboration in, over the internet, and we dropped a new song called Grind to the Max, so of course I'm going to play that on the show, you feel me, of course I'm going to play that into the show. Hold on a second, and let's see. Hold on. All right. Yeah, so I'm like really multitasking over here at the same time. I had a lot going on today, so I really couldn't schedule my show. All right. But I'm doing like three things at the same time. I can't even believe I actually started the show on time. Kudos to me. All right. Yeah. Welcome everybody listen to me on the phone line. Welcome everybody listen to me at on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/k-100. Really appreciate it. And welcome everybody listening to me via the podcast if you can't catch the show during live hours. All right? Once again, I want to remind everybody that we're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. So tune in and catch us there if you can. All right? Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. 347-934-0966 is the number to dial to the show. Become our friend on MySpace at myspace.com/K100Radio. Do a search for us on Facebook and like our fan page, K100 Talking Indie Music. When you see the middle finger, that's us. Middle finger's up. My homie's got something to say about that. We'll get into that. What else? Oh, yeah. And we're on iTunes. Once again, check us out on iTunes in the iTunes Store. Please, do it. Do it now, all right? Check us out on iTunes in the iTunes Store. We're an official podcast, which is, you know, that's no small feat. I mean, it's not that difficult, but that's still, you know, a big accomplishment. So check us out on iTunes if you can't catch us during the live hours, all right? Check us out on iTunes. All right, hold on. Oh, yeah. And let's see. Oh, yeah, I also want to remind you, if you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist, the email address for the show is k100radio@gmail.com, all right? That's where you send me all your correspondence as it pertains to K100 Internet Radio, ideas about the show, feedback about the show. And once again, if you're an artist, if you want to get your music spinned on the show, send your music in an MP3 format to k100radio@gmail.com. You feel me? And that's where you can get me your music if you want to get it spinned on the show. All I ask is that, A, number one, follow directions. It needs to be in an MP3 format. And two, it needs to be good music. If it's whack, if it sounds like shit, that's what you do with shit. You flush it. All right? That's what you do with shit. Okay? So you guys got to make sure you give me some good music. All right? Give me some good music that I can play. Don't just send me anything up here and be like, oh, he ain't spinning my joint. No, no, no. It sounds like shit. That's why I didn't spin your joint. Not because I'm a hater. Not because I don't respect the fact that you support K100 Internet Radio. You just sent me something I couldn't fucking play. Alright? Alright? So, do that. Alright? Okay. So, moving right along. Episode 153. Never met him, but I know him. I'm talking about internet relationships, and this time I've had a show about meeting someone romantically over the internet, but tonight I'm not really focused on people who like trying to holler at people on the internet, who trying to really hook up, even though that is a part of this conversation. The last time I had a show about internet connections, it was mostly about meeting someone of the opposite sex and actually trying to get up with them, and that's specifically what I was talking about. But this episode, I'm going to be talking about, in general, I'm talking about friendships, people that you confide in, business associations. How has the internet changed the dynamic of how we actually really meet people and insert people into our lives? Because I'm going to tell you right now, before I read the synopsis of the show, and anybody listening on the phone lines at 347-934-0966, anybody listening on the phone lines, all right, you're going to know, you feel me, that... you've got to know, I should say, that people are now meeting more people on the internet than they are actually in real life. You feel me? That's just how it goes now. You feel me? And it's not weird or anything. Like, you know, maybe before this would be seen as being weird, that, you know, only hermits and stuff didn't go out and meet new people. You feel what I'm saying? And mingle in bars and clubs or wherever else, church, school, whatever else. But now, I know myself included, and a lot of other people have friends, associates, people that they know from simply online that they've never even really met before in real life, and they're actually closer to these people. They talk to these people on a consistent basis more than they do friends that they had way back in high school. Now, I've got some friends that I hang around that I've been friends with since high school, but at the end of the day, I've got some people on the internet that I talk to way, 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 way more than the people that I actually know and grew up with. Now, and some of them are people that I actually live like 15 minutes away from, just a couple of exits up from. Now, don't get me wrong. The great thing about the internet and the thing that, you know, you got Facebook and Twitter and all this kind of stuff that you communicate with these people on, and it pretty much... it's 24 hours nonstop. It doesn't take a break to go to work or take a break to sleep. It's always up. So it's really convenient to just be at your computer or on your phone and post up or send a message or a text or whatever, the cell phone, whatever. The cell phone and the text, the phone and the text message revolutionized it at first, but then I think the internet has pushed it up a notch as far as how we handle people that we've never met. All right? And I know some people who trust people they've never met in person more than people that they've been knowing all their life. And it's a really interesting dynamic to the human relationship, because before this technology was invented, okay, this wasn't possible. So these type of relationships that we have over the internet, these collaborations, these great billion-dollar business ideas that have happened by people just collaborating over the internet, All of this stuff, all of this income, all of this, everything is new. Because the internet is really not an old technology. It may seem old because it's lightning fast and it keeps evolving, you know, daily. But the technology hasn't been around. And even though the technology has been around longer than it's been mainstream consumer, okay? It became mainstream to the consumer in the 1990s, you could say. It was available to the elite in the late 80s, early 80s, mid 80s. But you had to be somebody to know about it then. But in the 90s, in the dot-com boom, it took over to where it was part of just standard operating procedure for anybody who had a computer. All right? Now with the infusion of Droid cell phones and Blackberries and all that, it's infused totally to just the average person who can't afford a computer. But if you can afford a cell phone, you're still linked in. All right? So I don't know too many people who this subject doesn't pertain to. All right? Yeah, it's really hard to find somebody who can't relate to what I'm talking about. You may not agree with what I'm about to say, but chances are you know somebody, or you probably can more than likely relate yourself. So I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. And I got to remind everybody, once again, if you've never called in to K100 Internet Radio, it's Smashing Motherfucking Mondays. Yeah. It's your chance to vent. That's my mash sound. Yeah. In case you didn't know. All right? That's the sound I make when you want to just mash on somebody. It's the one day of the week because everybody's been out partying for the Monday. Maybe you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Yeah. Even if you're a Green Bay fan, I'm mashing all Green Bay fans. Yeah. And I'll tell you why in a minute. But 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. And here we go with episode 153. I'm about to read the synopsis. Going to the phone lines, 361's up first, then 850. Episode 153. I never met him, but I know him. All right? An interesting dynamic that you could put on a show, and an interesting dynamic that you can, an interesting way that you can look at things, okay? All right? So here we go. The internet is quickly becoming the place to meet new people. But I am not talking about just hooking up with someone of the opposite sex, like I said, all right? I mean new friends, associates, business partners, collaborators, and more. The internet has made people who never met in person somehow feel like they go way back since high school. These type of relationships could never have happened if not for the invention of such a genius and fairly simple and new invention that has changed the way we get our news, pay our bills, and even how we meet people. All right? I often think of how many people that I only know from online but have a great amount of respect for, and I would not know them if it was not for the internet. Being in the music industry myself, it is invaluable. Okay, with me being an artist, I can't tell you how the internet is the next greatest tool I have outside of my recording equipment. Once again, the greatest asset to my company, being an independent record label, being my own freelance, I'm a freelance designer and videographer, an artist. And all, the number outside of my studio gear, my next asset is the internet. Okay. This is where I do my networking, my politicking, my promotion, my collaboration. Oh, so to me, it's invaluable. I can't put a stamp on how much. Without the internet, you know, Chainless Entertainment is, you know, it is still Chainless Entertainment, but it doesn't move and it doesn't work as effective as it is now without the internet. And that's what it is. It's centered around the internet. I just got to say that. It's about the music and everything first, but all of that is still centered around the internet. Internet promotions and all that, okay? But I know other people who meet their best friends or even their spouses online. And if this is the case, you can still infuse that into this conversation. But I don't want to talk too much about just online hookups. I'm talking about people that you talk to and confide in and everything that you really only know online. Facebook, groups, chats, blogs, whatever. It's the new way to meet and greet, okay? It's the new way to network, the new way to promote a product, and more. Thanks to the internet, once again, I have created some great music. One time, I'm going to spin the song Grind to the Max in a little bit. Shouts out to the homie Nooney Jr. and the kid. Hopefully, I can get them on the line because I scheduled the show at the last minute. So, with that being said, all right, here go the questions for episode 153. How many people have you met online that you are really glad you know right now? All right? How many people do you know, if you could just name a couple of them or a roundabout answer, how many people do you know that you just met them online and you're really glad that you met them, and had it not been for the internet, you never would have, all right? Do you think that you can actually have a really close friendship Well, scratch that. Do you think that you could actually have a really close friend that you have never met in person but communicate with often online? So that's that question is saying, do you think it's possible to have someone that you really consider a good friend, but you never met them? Y'all only friends on the internet and online, but you consider this person a good friend? Or is anyone that you've never met in person just limited to being an associate? All right. Number three, do you think that online friendships and partnerships are as effective as meeting in person? All right. Sometimes that's a wishy-washy answer, because someone can be an internet marketing genius because they have nothing but time on their hands and they're internet savvy, but if you look at them in person, they don't look the part. You feel me? But that's the thing about the internet. You don't have to look the part to promote online. You can promote online in your boxers and a t-shirt. So you might look someone and they say, look, I do online promotion, and you look at them and you're looking like, kind of like a scrub or a bum or something. And you're like, I don't think you can promote my product. Maybe not in the physical world, but that shit does not matter on the internet. All right? So that's why I'm asking this particular question. All right? Next one. Do you think the associates that you have or the friend that you have online, if you have one, are really the way they depict themselves as the same in person? You feel me? So if you do have a good friend that you consider a good friend that you only met online and you only discuss, I mean, you only talk to them online or whatever, but you consider them a friend, do you really think they're that kind of person in person? Or do you think maybe, you know what I'm saying, that's just how they are on the internet? What are the clues? How would you know? Do you have a friend online that you feel closer to than some friends that you have had in person for years? That's an absolute yes for me. All right? Some people that I've met online that I never really met have done more to help me and looked out for me and communicated with me and talked to me more than some of my people I've had friendships with for years. All right? And last one, how has an online friendship or association really changed your life? Have you ever met someone online? I'm not talking, unless, of course, if you met somebody online and hooked up with them and fucked them and had a baby or got married, that totally changed your life. So you must, in fact, use that as an example. But I'm talking about if not, if you just met a friend or a business, maybe you had a business and it was struggling and you met somebody online, they totally, or maybe it was just somebody that you felt like you never had a chance to really talk to somebody, but you met this person online and now you always got somebody you can confide in. That could totally change the dynamic of how you see things also. So that's another question, all right? And also, I want to remind everybody, it's Master Motherfucker Monday. Yeah! Your chance to vent on K100 Internet Radio. So, here we go. Going to the phone line. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Up first, we got Jana. Jana, what's happening, babe? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Blizzard.
What's going on? What it do? Thanks for calling in to the show. Episode 153. Uh-huh. You know this real, babe. But, of course, it's Mondays.
Yeah!
You got anything for me?
I'm tired of seeing these motherfucking Ugg boots and Ugg shoes posted and tagged down here everywhere, all over Facebook and everywhere else.
Really sick of it. I'm giving you an applause for just bringing that bullshit up. And also, I'm mashing everybody who has an account who still has people who tag them in Ugg boots and Nike boots and Jordan boots and all kind of shit on filling up my news feed with that.
Yeah!
I was deleting somebody because I think they just been hacked. It's somebody who I'm really cool with, but they don't check their page a lot. You feel me? Like that. And so I guess, I don't know if they don't know or what the hell's going on, but I'm like, it's like to the point I'm about to get ready to start hide they posting so they can, you know what I'm saying, come on there and, you know, check that out, man. You feel me? And handle that, because it really is annoying. But I'm mashing all the Ugg boots chicks, all the chicks who are taking a picture of their ass in the bathroom and just so they can get dudes to add them just so they can put Ugg boots ads all over your page. I'm mashing them hoes.
Yeah!
I told you. Everybody, I told anybody, if you tag me in anything like that, it's a wrap for you. You will be immediately deleted off my friends list. Immediately. All right? So, that's a good one, Jana. You feel me? All right?
That's good.
Right, right. That's really been getting on my damn nerves here lately. Okay, episode 153. Here go the questions. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm assuming you did want to talk about the topic at hand. Can you relate?
Right.
Can you relate
to it? I can relate.
All right, so here we go. First question. How many people have you met online that you can say that you're really glad that you know right now that you probably never would have met, you know what I'm saying, had it not been for internet?
That I've actually met, or like...
No, that you haven't met. This is about people that you've never met. This is about this is about relationships that you have with people. Like right now, you're calling up to K100, and we've never met in person. But you call all the time. We conversate on K100, I mean, in the group page. We talk on Facebook. I'm someone that you talk to pretty frequently that you've never met. Not. I'm pretty sure it's other people that you talk to more than me, but you've never even met me. And you spend a considerable amount of conversation and time listening to what I have to say and all that, and you've never met me.
Right. I would say at least a few, three, that I can think of off the top. Three.
About three. Okay. Now, do you think that you can actually have a really close friend that you've never met in person but communicate with often online? Can you really consider that person a friend?
Yes, I would. Yes.
So you have someone that you've never met online, but you consider, I mean, you never, damn it, Blizzard. You never met in person, but you consider them a friend.
Right.
And the only way you met them is online, right?
The only way I met them was online, right.
Okay. Some people feel like, look, my online shit just to be fucking around. I ain't trying to make no new friends here. To that I say, you're probably the same type of motherfucker that just don't want to make new friends, period. You feel what I'm saying? You're probably just that kind of motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So don't say that, oh, it's because you maybe could have, like I said, you could have maybe said that in the early 90s, maybe even the late 90s. But anything after 2000, the way the internet has dynamically changed and social networking is Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and all that stuff has changed the way we communicate as a society, especially in this country, in America. Now, if you over in fucking Egypt or Syria or somewhere where they don't even let you out, they over there kidnapping Google execs just because they're trying to get information out. By all means, you probably can't even relate to this whole conversation. But, and I know this is a worldwide broadcasted show because it's broadcasted over the internet, but still, this is really an Americanized question, or at least somewhere where they don't have any strict rules about internet communications. You feel me? So I want you guys to keep that in mind. Okay, next question. Do you think that online friendships and partnerships are as effective as actually meeting in person? Are they effective? Is that friendship what you really would consider a good friendship, an effective friendship, even though you never met them in person?
I would say so, yes. Yes.
You would. So let me ask you, so this is, when I ask this question, I'm asking a key question. Okay.
All right.
Say, for instance, would you do for this person that you said that you're friends with online like you would do with one of your other friends that you've been knowing for years that you know in person, like from school or something? If the person online hits you up, now I don't know if you're a stingy motherfucker or not, Jenna. I don't know. I'm just saying. If you were a kind-hearted person and you was to let a friend of yours borrow $100 because they need a light bill paid or whatever, would you do that same thing with somebody that you met on the internet that you've never met in person?
Damn sure straight.
You do it the same way. You've never met.
I have done it.
You have done it.
So I have done it. So
someone that you met online and you never met before in person, borrow money.
Yes, and they paid me back with interest.
Wow. I guess you're a good judge of character. You have to, in fact, be a very good judge of character to make this whole conversation work. Okay?
You can't be gullible. I wouldn't let just anybody. I wouldn't let just come out of pocket just for anybody. Like, I would have to at least really have damn good idea about you and what kind of person you are to.
But can you really do that, Jenna, without meeting somebody?
Well, yeah, but you can still do that without meeting somebody.
You can now. A couple years ago, somebody would have said, "Hell, fucking no."
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? You know the funny thing. Let me tell everybody something real quick. The funny thing about what I'm talking about tonight is this isn't the first form of communication that we have had where you don't have to meet people. We've had numerous chat lines and stuff like that. You feel me? You know, before the internet. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Phone-wise, the phone has been a way of communication long before the internet, but it never really just became as easy to befriend people or anything like that like the internet is. And I don't know if it's because now you have a screen that you can look at a person's picture and associate with them on top of it. I don't know if that, even though it's so easy to just put a fake picture up, it's like not even funny. And of course now you've got more information that you can get available, like what school they went to and where they're actually living at. And you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to compare the internet to a regular phone conversation, but I'm saying this is not the first form of communication that we have had as a people where you can meet somebody without meeting somebody. But this internet, the internet, it just seems like more people are willing to go above and beyond than the phone. You feel me? But, I mean, the internet started working over the phone lines. I mean, now we got broadband there, but it's essentially the same technology. It's faster. I mean, what is the difference now? Why is it that you feel now, Jenna, you can loan somebody money that you don't even know where they really live or stay? What made you make that determination?
Well, I had gotten to know them for like a good long time. Well, maybe not like, you know, a real long time, but at least a couple years before they would even ask me some stuff like that. So that let me further, that also, you know, took into consideration, let me further know what kind of person this was and like whether trying to befriend me just so they can come off top or just so they can have somebody, another person that they can lean on, you know. And you know what? I want to add something to what you just said about the phone conversation. I have actually met, I haven't met them, but I just talked to them over the phone. They don't get on the internet or nothing. And this person is actually Timothy's mama. And I've been knowing her for the last 3 years, and like we always keep missing each other. You know, she always wants to see me. She always wants to take me here or whatever. Like, she loves me like I love her. Like, I think of her as a mama because that woman is real to the core, and there isn't too many women that are like her. And she just straight up real and just, that's one person I would love to call family, and she always knows me by name.
And you never met her in person?
Never met her in person. She always answers my calls, always answers my texts, you know, tells me she loves me, you know. This woman is like a real woman, you know, all the way live.
Do you feel closer to her than some people or some friends that you've had in person for years?
I would say so. Yeah.
Really?
Definitely.
How has any one of your online friendships or associations really changed your life? Give me a good example.
Changed my life. Made me a little bit more outgoing. Made me want to socialize a little bit more than what I would. Because for a while, For a while, I got real involved with my family life, and I closed out a lot of things, and I just did my family thing, you know, the mother thing, you know, providing, taking care of, but I wasn't like, you know, I wasn't getting out there, I wasn't like, you know, exposing myself to people and like socializing and being more outgoing than what I had used to be when, you know, I pretty much put all my focus and my family and my kids, and I just put that like on hold, like on the back burner, like I didn't really need it, but you know, I really didn't need it in the long run, you know, to balance it out.
Right. I think that's a good point. Point of contention for Jenna. People who don't have the time, I'm being really serious, everybody, really serious. People who don't have the time to go to work, come home, get the kids, whatever, you feel me, Monday through Thursday, Monday through Friday, then on the weekends, the kids got some kind of extracurricular activity or whatever, what have you. It's a million reasons why people who right now reach out to the internet and befriend a lot of people on the internet when they really didn't before and have actually more people that they know online than they do in real life is because they simply don't have the time to go out and socialize, You feel me? They have, you know, they can't go out because they don't have a babysitter to go to the club and meet people or whatever, you know. And so they're limited at what they can actually do in that capacity. So I think that also people like yourself who really didn't get out much, it was all about family or what have you, then they are actually the biggest beneficiaries to online friendships, networking, and everything, because it kind of makes them seem like they do have friends. They do have a life. Now, of course, you're going to have the young motherfucker with no kids or people who don't give a shit about their kids, drop them off at grandma's house to keep it moving, who all out here in the streets or whatever, criticize people like that and say they just a bunch of motherfucking lame-ass motherfuckers just down the house talking on the internet, blah, blah, blah. Well, the simple fact of the matter is they could simply be responsible adults that have so many responsibilities that they cannot physically go and do as much. You feel me? And so, therefore, thus, they meet these people in this capacity. And they're like them. You feel me? They can't. Or maybe you live in a part of the country where there's nothing to freaking do. But the internet is more exciting than where you live at, because it's like a population 25,000, and everybody in high school and everybody knows everybody, and just like one club, and it's at the damn American Legion. All right. Mm-hmm. So you feel me? So these people would literally have to drive out of town to go to get some of that exciting nightlife and whatnot that you have going on in a city like Atlanta, New York, or whatever. So, of course, people that live in those places would see, like, you spend too much time online, but this also depends on where you're from and what kind of lifestyle you're living. That's why this conversation is needed, because I'm trying to get people to get away from thinking that you can't spend too much time online, okay? You can get fucking ridiculous with it. But what I'm saying is, I'm trying to get people to really realize it's a social revolution that has been happening for years, but I think that I'm on the cusp of it because I'm doing this internet radio show and I'm making all this music and I'm collaborating with people. I've got songs. I tell you right now, let me answer this question right here myself, because it's really a personal question for me. You feel me? Let me see, which one was it? It was, do you think associates you have online, no, not that one. It was, do you think that online friendships and partnerships are as effective as meeting people in person, and how has an online relationship or association really changed your life? I can tell you unequivocally, as far as me and my career, and it's not just because I'm an artist, but I just want to make sure I bring this up, that a lot of my musical career, a lot of things wouldn't have happened. A lot of the songs that people, I'm getting notoriety for right now to this day, is because of the internet and because of relationships that I've garnered from people I've never met. The video that I just did for my song, Bet the House, was produced by some guys I've never met. All right? I hadn't seen my friend Sean Foster since elementary school. We made the song great. Me and my friend Nooney Jr., my homie the Kid, we just did a song called Grind to the Max. All of these records are stuff that people are hitting me up on my inbox about, texting me. I got DJs asking me for the record. I got promoters saying I'm fucking with this record. All of this kind of stuff. And I've never met the other two people. The other people, I just recently had a meeting with Sean Foster. But up before then, I had never really met these people. You feel me? Until, you know, like with Nooney and the Kid, I've never met them. I've never met the presidents, the guys who did the beat for Bet the House. And these relationships are very, very important to me. They changed my life because the songs that came about through these relationships of people that I've never met are very popular. Some of my most popular songs. Hey, you know what I'm saying? And it's actually helping me out with a lot of other things that I got going on. K100 Radio. You got, you know what I'm saying? You call into the show a lot. You support the show. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of the people that call into K100, I do physically know, Jana. You feel me? You're one of the ones who I don't really know, but I went to school with or something like that, and I don't know in person. But still, I've got a lot of people like yourself who support the show immensely, call in. So to me, the question is a no-brainer. You feel me? Those questions are, like, personal to me. And I really appreciate people like you and whoever else that's supporting me. But without the internet, those relationships would not happen. And I've never met any of you guys, but I fuck with y'all. You feel me? It's like I know y'all. It's like y'all friends of mine. Just like some of my friends that I've hung out with 1,000 times in clubs and drunk with and got sloppy drunk and passed out on their couch. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to get people to understand why that's not weird anymore. This is my point of the show. This is the point that I'm trying to get across. This that's not weird anymore. If you think that's weird, you're probably behind the times in technology.
It's all about balance and how you portray yourself. You know, if you portray yourself as creepy and weird and always on the internet, then yeah, you you might be weird, but it's not weird anymore to be doing the, I mean, there is like, there's so much going on now. I mean, there's relationships and marriages because of online dating. I mean, times have changed, and so are the people, so.
Right, right.
It's what it is.
Right, all right. But thanks for staying on the line. Also, that's a good match. I'm really sick of the Ugg boots. Stay on the line. Shay! What it do, babe? Oh, hold on. Jana.
Yeah.
Jana, what you think about the Grind to the Max short? You like it?
Oh, I like it.
Like it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing it in a little bit.
For
I'm playing
sure. It. I can't wait.
Noonie and the kids are supposed to be hitting me up on the show, so when they get on the line, hopefully, if both of them get on the line, I'm going to play the record when they're on the line. All right? Stand
I'm
by.
Ready.
All right. Shay, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going?
Nothing. Thanks for calling the show.
All right.
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Episode 153. Never met him. But I know him. Talk about friendships and people that you meet online, all right? Not necessarily, like I said, this is not the same as my other episode where I had meeting people online and actually trying to hook up in sexual relationships. I'm talking about friendships. People that you've never even met and that you feel like they're friends or whatever. But also, you know the drill around here on Mondays.
Yeah!
What you got for me?
You know what? I'm good. I mean, everything ain't perfect right now, but you know what? I'm good. I'm in my happy place. So I don't have no masters today.
You got no masters? Nothing?
I really don't. I don't have any masters today.
Did your team win the Super Bowl?
You what now?
Did your team win the Super Bowl?
No.
Well, there's one for you.
Yeah!
Well, she don't have one, since you don't have one. Since you don't
have
one.
I had a good
of course,
time at the Super Bowl party, though, so it's all right.
Wait, you know what? Wait a minute. Actually, you should have something to match. Didn't you witness some fuckery? Didn't you witness some bullshit?
At the party? Yeah. Oh, Okay. I forgot about that. Yeah, let me match this chick that was up there trying to give all these dudes lap dances. And some of them were married, very, very married. And, like, my friends were in there, my friend's dad. I was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, talk about a little bit disrespectful. I mean, I know we all adults and stuff. It was like an adult party, but it was, like, family-oriented and, you know, coworkers and stuff like that. This chick, I mean, not just a person that she was interested in. She was later on, I found out she was there with her boyfriend. And she was up there giving lap dances to, like, a few other people. And I'm just like, really?
Was she drunk?
We were all drinking, but she wasn't drunk. I mean, she drove herself home and drove very steadily.
That don't mean she wasn't drunk.
No, I got up close to her in person because I was, like, trying to make sure. I didn't want anybody, like, take advantage of the chick or nothing. But, no, she wasn't drunk. Not like that, no. I mean, I done seen drunk chicks before. This chick wasn't drunk. This chick was not
okay,
drunk.
Okay, so
we're
just going we gonna chalk it up that she's a hoe.
All right.
Let's go ahead and get into the questions. She probably just a hoe. Sometimes it just happens like that. Episode 153. All right, Shay, how many people have you met online that you're actually really glad that you know right now?
Oh, you know what? I'm probably going to say about a handful. Because I actually have, like, maybe about three really, really close friends that I met online.
Now, let me make a disclaimer right here for K100. Just for this episode and actually in general. If you have to consider, this is a relationship that I want you to consider and I want you to include in this conversation tonight, everybody. You must include someone who you knew from high school or something like that, but y'all never talked, right? Really in high school, but you reconnected with 15, 20 years later on Facebook and now y'all talk all the time. Which is basically how me and you is, Shay.
Mm-hmm.
We never really talked in high school, but now we speak frequently because you're involved with K100, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, and you listen to the music and everything. But had it not been for Facebook and the internet, we never would have reconnected, right?
You know what? And I didn't realize back
so
then
to,
that we had the same circle of friends and hung out with them at different times.
I got a couple of people that I met like that. Like back then. You know, back then, you know how high school and everything is real cliquish and everybody's got their own little group. and nobody goes outside of that in high school. So you hung with who you hung with, whether it was the streets or the street people or the athletic people, the cute people, the band geeks, whatever. But when you get grown, that dynamic can change, especially if some people have not matured or changed, and now we all in our grown man, grown woman shit, and they not. You feel what I'm saying? So then the people who you befriend when you're 30-something may not necessarily be the same people who you befriend when you're 15. But for the purposes of episode 153, I want people to take into consideration those relationships. Relationships, you may have known them back in high school, but you really didn't fuck with them like that. But now y'all talk all the time because you realize you got way more. That may not be, the internet is may not be where you met them, like me and Sean Foster. We knew each other in elementary, but I didn't hang with him in elementary. I just knew he was in my class. But we've got a lot in common because we both do music. You feel me? And so we speak a lot now because we got a number one common interest. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to take into consideration those type of relationships too when I ask you the first question. So is it more than a handful now when you look at it that way?
No, it literally is a handful. I already thought about the question whenever you first posted up there. It literally is about a handful because I have about probably three that I've never, ever met before, but I honestly God consider them like some of my very best friends. One of them I was just on the phone with today talking about some stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Actually, probably about three of them might be on the line right now. Who knows?
Right. I mean, but that I think now the K-100 group is a the K-100 group is a closer than I can tell you the K-100 group, the officers and the people who really in the private group are actually that those relationships and those friendships and those communications are a lot more personal than just normal FB shit. And I say that because I'm in about 20 other groups and none of them operate like K-100, where we actually talk to each other more and interact and, you know, give each, you know what I'm saying, actually met outside or made an attempt to contact each other outside of that group or whatever. That's an anomaly, and that's why I'm so proud of it. I really am. I feel
and
like.
You know the funny thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was saying the funny thing about it, since you mentioned that, all of the people that I'm talking about are members of the K-100 group.
Right. That group, the K-100 group is the K-100 group is, like I said, an anomaly. If you're a part of something like that on the internet, then it's a great chance the way you view friendships and stuff like that online, you feel me, may not be too far off from what I'm talking about. So the next question, Shay. Do you think that online friendships and partnerships are as effective as meeting a person in person? Do you think they're as effective? Can you be still a good friend, a good associate, a good business partner, and all that, even with never having met the person?
Oh, of course, yeah. Because I mean, in terms of business wise, I mean, we do business every day. I mean, without meeting people, like, I mean, when you go to the ATM, you know, you don't know the branch manager by chance, person, you know what I'm saying, the owner of the bank, and you're doing business. So in terms of interpersonal kind of business, yeah, it can be just as effective. You don't have to sit down and physically be right in front of somebody, you know, to effectively communicate with them now. And in terms of friendships, sometimes it probably makes it even better because, you know, when you're online, you have access to other information. Like, you get the little heads up, like, you know, like what the person is into, what kind of interests they have, if they like, you know, outdoor sports, you know, all that kind of stuff.
But they could lie, though. They could lie.
Yeah, they could lie, but I mean, but you can look at people's pictures and see how they interact, you know, with the family. You know, pictures don't lie. I mean, that kind of thing. You know, you can see what kind of groups they're interested in. You can tell by the kind of person, by like what kind of music they in, by the kind of posts they have on their page, the kind of links they like, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
Versus like when you walk up to somebody, you can just say, hey, how you doing? It takes time to get to know people. So, I mean, like you were saying, everybody ain't got that kind of time because, like, I work at night. So my meeting people, unless everybody's on the same schedule as me or if I already know them, that's like, you know, slim to none, meeting the same kind of people I like to hang out with.
Right. Okay. So do you think the associates that you have online are really the way they depict themselves in person? The people that you are talking about, do you think these people are really, that you've never met in person now, do you think they're really the people that they depict themselves to be in person?
I think so, because all of them I've talked to on the phone and text and, you know, I mean, even if we don't, like, talk every day or, you know, once a week, you know, when we do talk, we communicate, you know, so I feel like, yeah, I feel like they pretty much are the way that they are online, too. That's what makes them friends.
Okay. Do you have an on? Do you have any? Are any of those online friends right now that you have? Do you feel closer to them than some of your friends that you've had in person for years? Have they become just as close to you? Like, and I said that question and I asked Jana, like, if one of your other close friends came up to you and asked you to borrow $100 for some shit or whatever, then and you know you would give it to him because that's the kind of person you are, would you give this online friend that you got now the same thing? Would you do the same thing for them even though you never met them?
Yeah. I think I probably got about two that I never met that I would absolutely in a heartbeat, you know, whatever they need, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
All right, last question.
I can honestly say that.
Go ahead. What did you say?
I can honestly say that. I mean, you know.
Okay. All right, so last one. How has an online friendship changed your life? You know what I'm saying? Give me a good example, if you can, of how having one of these new friends on life, that it changed you some kind of way. Did it change your life? Maybe they gave you a word of advice at a time when you really needed it, or you know what I'm saying? If it hasn't been anything life changing, then just say, you know, it hasn't really changed my life. You know, it's just a question. But do you have?
I haven't had anything like major life changing, but like, you know, I've developed, you know, a friendship that I really value as a friendship that also like put me in a position to like meet some other people. So, you know, I think that if you want to put it like that, you know, if I hadn't known this person, then I probably wouldn't know this person or this person. And, you know, that person's been a real good friend to me. So, yeah, I guess you consider that, you know, a life changing kind of thing because, you know, I value the people in my life. So.
Right. Okay. And once again, everybody, welcome everybody that's on the phone line. 347-934-0966, episode 153. Never met him, but yeah, I know him. We're talking about meeting friends, not romantically, not meeting chicks and meeting guys and trying to hook up and get your fuck on. We're talking about generally making new friends on the internet. Do you have any new associates or new friends, people that you only met online? You never met this person in person ever, but y'all communicate 3, 4, 5 times a day, and y'all have a real close personal friendship and everything, and it was all spawned online and still is a total online friendship where you don't even meet this person. You never even met them in person. Or, also, like I said in this conversation, I want to throw in people that you knew back in high school or elementary or some shit like that, and then you were out of communication with them for 20 years, and then y'all hooked back up because of FB or whatever, and now y'all are super tight, y'all talk all the time and all kind of shit like that. You feel me? I want to include those people in the conversation, all right? Because that is kind of like, because just because you knew them in high school or junior high, if he hung with the jocks and you hung with the thugs or whatever, and y'all really wasn't cool back then, but now, you feel me, y'all are cool or whatever, because y'all now have more in common, because maybe now both of y'all are some grown man shit, and the other motherfucker that you was friends with back in high school still stuck on stupid or whatever, then I want you to include that relationship in this conversation. You feel me? 347-934-0966. Shay, thanks for calling in. Keith.
Oh, I got to add one more thing. Oh.
Go ahead.
I have one friend that I didn't meet online, but I met, like, through the phone or some kind of way or whatever, that I have never actually met before in person. Me and this person have been friends for, like, probably about 5 or 6 years. And to this day, I still have never met this person in person. And we probably won't ever meet in person. I mean, but the point is, like, we have a great friendship. You know, I consider that person, like, one of my best friends. But we have never met in person.
And you met him on a phone line, a chat? What was it, a chat?
No, it wasn't a chat. It was like through a friend of a friend kind of thing. He's like best friends with like one of my cousins. That's how I first met him. But ever since then, we never dated. It ain't never been nothing but a friendship. But it's just like, you know, and we've never met each other. Never really made any plans to meet each other. But, you know, still have just been like the best of friends for the past like 5 or 6 years.
All right. That's what's up. Well, like I said, it's a different dynamic for each person. But I'm just trying to get people to get out of this thing where they people are still and listen, man, this is just 2011, okay? You can have a friend, a good friend, and never met them and never have met that person because of the internet. This shit has totally changed the dynamic of how people meet people. It's no longer weird. It's not even weird to meet somebody, hook up with them, and get the fuck out. What I'm talking about, it's not even weird to have really close friends that you could consider your close friend And you never met this person. This is what it is now in 2011, all right? Key.
Hey.
What's happening, babe? I see my homie Mike on the line, too. He's going to be up next. Episode 153, Key. You know what it is. But, of course, first, it's Monday.
Yeah!
What you got for me?
I don't know if I have a match. I don't think
so. What are they doing? What are you doing? What is that? What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
What's all that doing?
What noise?
All that shuffling around. I feel like you're rolling on the... What you playing with yourself?
I roll around in my sheets. That's what I'm rolling around in. I'm not moving anymore, though.
You're probably butt naked, ain't you?
Butt ass, and you know it.
That's how they do it, though. I don't know what she said. She has something against clothes, she said. She said anytime she's at home in the bed and she's on this show, she's pretty much butt naked.
Yeah, she's at home, period.
She just roams around butt naked. See what kind of friends you can possibly meet on the internet? I'm just saying. The butt naked kind. All right. So you don't want to match guys, or you try to tell that you don't want a relationship with, but you still try to have a relationship?
I hate how people feeling so bad, but they make me do it sometimes. I'm like, I always give them the warning.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, but they don't. I don't know.
I'm going to mash every nigga that try and buy their way into a chick life.
Yeah!
Let me mash it.
They don't all try it that way. They just like to be around me, and so you can't come to my house like that. So 9 times out of 10, we're going to be out. So you got to send me
money. Yeah, we can meet at the goddamn park and play on the monkey balls.
We can do that.
I'll go to the park. Every time I want to talk to you, Charlie. Matter of fact, we can get on Facebook chat. God damn it. Anyway.
No, they want to see me and smell my Bath and Body Works.
All right. Exactly. Anyway, on to episode 153. Because y'all know how I feel about that bullshit.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But, anyway, but you know, she ain't a gold digger, but she just ain't fucking with no broke nigga. Anyway, so, how many people have you met online that you're really glad that you know right now? People that you've never met before, and you know what I'm saying? The only reason why you met is because of the internet. You probably never really physically met them. Or if you did happen to meet them once or whatever, but you're glad that you know right now, but it really was an online friendship. You got any people?
I got about 5, yeah.
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 Okay, so let's see. Do you think that you could actually have a really close friend that you've never met in person but communicate with them often? Now, the question is, I'm asking that question again. It's not the same as the first question. Is do you feel like these people are really good friends, past associates?
Yeah, yeah. I'm
talking about
I think so. Yeah, and I'm real funny about calling somebody a friend. I'm real funny about that. But I would say yes.
So then, do you have a friend, are any of those friends that you feel are closer than someone that you've had in person for years? I know you've got a small amount of friends that like homegirls that you, I know you said before on the show that you really call.
Oh, yeah, like two of those.
Right,
of those.
Right, okay. So then now, you're saying about 5, so then now you actually have more friends. If it's only 2 of your friends that you consider friends, you've got more friends that you made on the internet than physical friends. Is that basically what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right. Then my whole point is.
And the reason I say that is because the funny thing is some of the people I met online and know me, they know like more about me than like my best friend. It's crazy.
And this is what I'm saying. How does that come to be? How does it come to be that a person you've never met? No, for real. You laughing, but this is the whole point of the show. How does it come to be that somebody that you never even fucking met before knows more about you than a friend you had since high school? How does that happen?
They may not necessarily know more about me, but they know some things that some of my best friends don't know. Like it's kind of like I don't know. I can't really explain it. Like they just know some things about me that some of my best friends don't really know.
Do you feel like it's easy for you to talk and tell your online friends stuff since you don't physically see them and
have to see them in the face?
Do you feel like it's easy to tell them shit?
Maybe like, sometimes, because I can really talk to my friends. We don't judge each other at all. It's just certain things I just don't tell them. And some people that I met online, I tell them, and not my friends. So.
But if they're really your friend, though,
you
should be able to tell them.
I could tell them. I just don't. I could tell them, but I just didn't.
There's a reason why you just don't, though, if they're your friends.
Maybe because we have, like, now it's a point where we may have different type of lifestyles, you know, because,
uh-huh.
like, my friends are still, like, married and kids and stuff, and, you know, I'm
right.
I'm single now, and I do single things. And so,
okay.
you know, some of that stuff I just don't share with them. They married, they let them keep their married mode on.
Okay. That's a good point. I'll give you that one. You may have friends that you've had for years and years, but y'all lifestyles have parted and changed so much that the new online friend that you have may actually have more in common.
Got more in common, yeah.
You know, and so, you know, those are still your motherfucking friends and them your partners and that's your homegirl, but this new person knows the person that you are actually today. Now, that person knows who you are at the core, but they don't know what you do on a daily because you're always at the club doing some shit and they always home with the kids and husband or the wife.
Exactly.
And so they can't relate, so I get that point. I understand that. That makes sense. All right, that makes sense. What can you say? I'm just trying to get people to get past the point of saying that, you know, just because you've never met somebody physically, they can't be your friend. Because I had, okay, this is my thing. This is how the whole show started. The whole show started because I just made a monster-ass song with a collaboration over the internet with two people I never met physically, but I still feel like are good friends of mine and are cool people. And A, I had a physical friend of mine that I've had since my whole life, basically, tell me recently, man, them niggas that you fuck with on the internet ain't really your homeboys. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
And he really feel like that because he doesn't use the internet. You feel me? And so when I see him and I talk to him, he's going to either be on the phone or in person. He don't even got a Facebook or anything like that. But he feel like, you know, this is actually one of my closest friends. But he doesn't feel like, he actually feel like, when I say, like, my homeboy from the line, he'd be like, man, why you always calling niggas homeboys, man? They ain't your fucking homeboys. I'd be like, they ain't my homeboys.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, nigga, you don't know them niggas like that, blah, blah, blah. You feel me? But I'd be like, but, nigga, you don't understand. That person or whatever has done more for me. You feel what I'm saying? They've done more for, that person online has done more for me than you have in the past
in
5 years.
Areas, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Areas,
so,
yeah.
so you haven't done as much for me as that person, and I've never physically met that person, but I know
yeah.
for the fact that they've done more to help me, especially when it comes to certain aspects like music,
yeah.
like whatever. You feel what I'm saying? I can't tell you that you can't sit here and tell me as my friend, them niggas ain't got your back, them niggas really ain't your friend, just because I never met them physically. You understand what I'm saying? You can't
yeah.
tell me that because I know for a fact they've been more supportive and they've done more for me than you have, and you've been knowing me my whole life. This is the whole point, the interesting dynamic of the friendship, you feel what I'm saying, and how things have changed. You understand what I'm saying? And so this is what I'm trying to, the point I'm trying to get across to everybody. Mike, you up next. Mike, my homie Mike from Duval. Hold on a second. Real quick. I don't know if this is my homie Mike or not. There might be the kid. Hold on. It's a Duval number. I'm going to go to that phone line right after Key. But hold on. So last question, Key. Do you have a friend online right now that you actually feel closer to than some of your other physical friends? What up, homie?
In some areas, yes. Like, because the friends I have, we've been friends like 20 years, so it's kind of hard to compare the two. But in certain aspects, yes.
In certain aspects, yes, huh?
Yes.
I know it's hard to compare them. You feel me? I'm not really trying to tell you to kick your old friends to the side or nothing like that.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
You feel me? It's just that I'm trying to get people to understand that the way the world works now, the dynamic of the relationships, that the way they work now, you feel me? They are not the same as they was not even 10 years ago. Okay, now the way the internet has changed our lives and the way shit works now is you can, in fact, be closer friends with somebody that you have never fucking met than some of your
yeah.
partners you've been growing up with. And those that person online can mean you more well and probably have your back more than some niggas that you've been knowing your whole life. Some niggas. Now, if you know these
yeah.
motherfucking niggas and you've been riding or die with these niggas in the trenches for years and shit, we're not going to talk about them niggas. We ain't going to talk about your ride or die bitches, your ride or die niggas. You feel what I'm saying? We're talking about the niggas that's like you've been knowing them and y'all cool and y'all probably go to the clubs on the weekends or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, y'all, you actually spending more time communicating with this person online because of whatever common interest y'all might have or just because you generally like that person more and they just cool.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And this is
yeah.
this is how the dynamic has changed. Like I said, with me doing the song, with me dropping the song Grind to the Max today, with the homie Nooney Jr. and the kid, two people that I've never physically met, but I feel like a good people. That inspired me to do this particular show. Plus, the fact that I had a friend of mine tell me, really, we got into an exchange because he felt like I was wrong for calling people that I never met my homeboy online. He said, man, don't call him your homeboy because you don't even know him. You ain't never met him. Have you ever met them niggas? I'm like, no. Some of them I have. And the ones who I haven't, and every person I know online, I don't say my homeboy online. I say somebody I know online. But if I feel like
yeah.
they cool people.
Everybody
they
don't get their title. Yeah.
Right. You feel me? Everybody don't get for me to say my homeboy online. But I said what I said about the person I said because that's how the fuck I felt. And that's what I fucking meant. You feel what I'm saying? And I never physically met the person, but I still feel like that's my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Now, they could
yeah.
be totally different from what the fuck they depict themselves to be in person when I get around them. That's true. I know what this nigga that I grew up with is like in person.
But it's people,
I know
for
a fact if a nigga's fighting in the club, this nigga's not running. This nigga's going down to jail, hell, or whatever with me. That I do know. Because we've been
yeah,
in that
but
situation.
The thing is, when you look at it, just like from what I just said, that some people online know things that my some of my closest friends don't know, you can't really even look at it that way because my friend might be like, well, damn, I ain't know that. You know what I'm saying? So you can't
right.
really say they not who they are. It's just you, they know different dynamics of you. And you know different
right.
dynamics of them. So, hey, it is
right.
what it is.
I guess that is what it is, all right? Well,
yeah.
yo, those are all the questions, all right? Well, thanks for calling into the show. I know you're going to stay on the line, right?
Maybe.
Thanks for calling in. If you can't stay on the line, you know I appreciate it.
Hey, you didn't ask me about my life-changing event. No, don't ask
oh,
me.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Don't.
Yeah,
thank you.
Actually, here I am. obviously you want to share something with the people.
Let me
ask you, just so you don't say I didn't ask you that one last question, because I did miss it. You're right, it was the last one. How has an online friendship or association really changed your life? Could you give me an example?
I just met some really cool people. Yeah.
Right. Moving right along. Ah. All right, people, inside joke. Stay on line. All right. I see my homie Nuna Junior's online. I'm finna open up his mic. 904, is this Mike?
Yeah, what up, man?
What up, homie? Hold on a second, Mike. Hold on, open my other homie up. Nuna Junior, what's happening, homie?
Whoa, nah.
What's happening, man? All right, I'm gonna take my homie Mike. I'm gonna take my homie Mike questions real quick. I see another 904. That might be the kid. Hold on, let me see if that's him. The kid.
What's happening, homie?
What's happening, homie? Hold on. I got
Hello.
What up? I got Nooney Jr. and my homie, the kid, on the line, which means you know what it is in the next couple of minutes. I'm going to break that motherfucking grind to the max out on you motherfuckers. Hey, fellas, stand by one second. Let me take this call from Duval, and I'm coming right back to y'all. We're going to get into this song, all right?
Yo.
All right. Mike, what's up, homie?
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show. First of all, you know how it is. It's Mondays on K100 Internet Radio.
Kind of weak tonight, man. I don't like this subject. Kind of weak, dog.
Like the subject, man? Well, look, because you always, you know what? You know what, Mike?
You know, don't take it personal, man. Just, you know, sometimes the subject is kind of weak. That's all, dog.
I mean, you don't like the subject, Mike, because you're one of these motherfucking niggas who think they're so cool and so hard that the Internet is really not all that. That's what your problem is, Mike. That's what it is.
No,
you be on this shit like, it's whatever. Yeah, I got a Facebook or whatever, but I don't really put too much into that shit, my nigga. I'm out here, yeah, I'm getting money, son. This is what it is, Mike. It's what it is. It's your problem with the Internet. You don't use it like I use it. You're not living a lifestyle that you really need to use the Internet like I use it. I'm doing something totally different from what you're doing right now, and that's what it is. So the subject to you doesn't make a lot of sense, but I've got about 22 people on the phone lines. And a lot of people with their hands raised who could absolutely relate to what I'm saying with. What I'm saying. So you feel what I'm saying? But I do
want to ask you something about the I'm totally off the subject, but I wanted to ask you about the Obama O'Reilly interview. Did you see that?
I didn't see it. I gotta Google it. I gotta look it on YouTube. I didn't see it because I wasn't around on TV at that time. I was on the streets. So I didn't see it. Because it came on right before I got to where I was watching the Super Bowl like right after it had kicked off, and I know I was out driving around. I really wanted to see that. I was mad I couldn't get to it. But I'm gonna get that on YouTube and watch that. Yeah. So when I do that, I'm gonna get
Take another caller, man. I'll just call and say what's up, man.
All right, man, fine. Since you're so fucking too cool for the internet. Bastard here. Of course, this is my same friend who was waving a pile of fucking money on his Facebook page, and it came back to bite him in child support court. Oh, well, that's a whole other subject, Mike. It's a whole other subject. Whole other subject. I'm getting off the phone with you. Bye. You see what I'm saying? That's one of my close friends. That's one of my friends I've been knowing for years. That's actually one of two people that I met while I was in the military who I'm still cool with to this day. You feel what I'm saying? And you know, we kept in contact or whatever, you feel me? But he totally doesn't get the internet, baby. He's totally just aloof about the whole shit. He feels like, you know, he's too cool, he's too much of a G or some shit. I don't know. He's running around the streets of Duval. But stay on the line, Mike, real quick, because I want to make sure you holler at my homeboy, the kid, because he's down there with you. And you need to go out to Hacienda Sports Bar and Grill on Saturdays and whatnot and Thursdays. And what's that today, kid?
Yo, what'd you say now? We got Thursdays and second Saturdays?
Yeah, that's what it is, right? At Hacienda.
Yeah, yeah. Thursdays, college night, and sexy Saturdays, man. That's what we do.
Okay, all right. So, I got my homie, the kid, and Nooney Jr. on the line. What's happening, homie?
Bam, bam, bow. All
right, so I got both of my partners
bow,
now.
Bow, bam, bam, bow.
I got both of these guys on the line for a specific reason. A, because I consider these guys people that I've never met physically, but who I consider good people and friends of mine. You feel me? Never met these guys, all right? But I feel like they're good people, and I consider them a friend, okay? That's A. B, because we just dropped a motherfucking banger on you hoes today. Called Grind to the Max, featuring Nooney Jr. and the kid. You feel me? By yours truly. And I'm going to get ready to play this fucking song in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So, world premiere today. It's been getting positive feedback. Nooney, what are the people been telling you about it, Nooney?
Man, they said they don't even sound like some dudes that's underground. They said Busta Rhymes type track. You feel me?
Uh-huh. What about you, kid?
Bro, I ain't been getting nothing but positive feedback, bro. Some saying the shit is hot. Some saying the shit's a banger. So I'm saying, why the fuck are we still underground? You feel me?
Exactly, exactly. That's a good question. Very good question. I'd like to know it myself. But the fact is, we are underground, and the fact is, we are some grinders, and we're doing our thing totally independent of each other, but at the same time with each other, which is the interesting dynamic that I want to talk about for episode 153 of K100 Internet Radio. Never met him, but I know him. All right, that's the name of the show. Now, you guys know how this works, and I'm not going to spend too much time with the questions with you guys, but I really want to get into the song. But just, can both of you, first of all, say that, do you have friendships with people that you met online that are just as strong, if not stronger, than friends that you've physically known for years? And Nooney, you can go first in the kid.
Yep. Yep.
So how does that come to be? How does that come to be, though? Like, why do you... Is it because y'all have a common interest?
I think it's because, man, like, a lot of times people who, you know, if you don't look at them for the things that you look at a person that you see face-to-face is, you get more time to concentrate on other stuff. You know, like, when you meet a person up at the club, you looking straight up at their booty, you know? Or if it's a guy, you looking up at how much money they got. And, it's not that you're trying to look at it, but if you meet a dude at the club, let's just say that the dude said he rap, and he just threw $3,000. Well, that's all you're going to know about
him. Uh-huh.
Now, when you meet the female at the club, you're going to see if she got a big booty or not. Now, when you meet the person on the internet, you might see that stuff on the pictures, but, like, it's more to talk about. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
Because you turn more into an animal on what you can smell and what you can believe in. You kind of see what I'm trying to say?
Right. So you think the separation of the physical makes it easier to focus on what they actually saying more so and actually the interested, I guess, than the actual everything. Because, you know, sensory deprivation, you know, when you meet somebody, you see them, hear them, smell them, taste them, and all that right in the physical. You have all those other senses that are actually absent when you're meeting somebody online. So you can actually focus more. I get what you're saying totally. You can actually focus on more about what they're doing,
also,
are they really business like or whatever.
Also,
you feel me?
Yeah, like also too, and some people are gonna say I'm wrong, or some people are gonna say that this does not apply to them. But I think a lot of people who are on the internet are missing something in their life.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. And that don't and like that don't really mean nothing bad. It's not a diss. It's not a knock. It's just it is what it is. I mean, put it like this: if you 36 years old or you 26 years old, and all of your friends got kids and they married, then you get to some life. Feel me?
Right.
I mean, everybody is missing something. Everybody.
Okay. All right, so, let me let Kid answer the question. Kid, what you think? What about you? Do you think how did it become that you've got more friends? Well, not more friends, but you got these friends that you've never even physically met. And how do you feel about that?
Man, I really don't. I mean, that's like a wide range. You know, you can give a lot of answers for that, but you know, I believe, like, when it came to my friends or whatever, like, you know, people I haven't met or whatever, it's just based on, like, notoriety or what that person has done or what that person is doing. You feel me? And you know, sometimes you can get an easier conversation from a person off the internet than you can face-to-face. But, you know, sometimes it's at a switch, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, it's just a big difference. You know what I'm
All
saying?
Right. Okay. Now I'm going to go ahead and jump to the artist side, the music side of this conversation real quick so we can go ahead and break the song or we can get to the rest of the callers that's on the line, all right? First thing I want to say is really appreciate you guys calling into the show and really appreciate you guys jumping on this track. Now, as artists, how do you feel about, I mean, of course, I know y'all, I'm not the only person that y'all have done songs with over the internet, but how do you feel like the internet has changed the way artists work with each other and when it comes to this music industry? You feel me? Do you think it's helping us? I think it's helping us immensely.
All I got to say, man, I done blew up in towns and cities before I even touched down, period.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Yeah, I really think it does. I really think that, go ahead, Kid.
I've actually gotten more collabs just off of the internet alone because, like, it seems like, you know, it's like I do a show or whatever, you know, ain't too many people, you know, I don't know what it is, but it's not too many people that be wanting to collab with me, you feel me? And, like, ever since, you know, I jumped on the internet, it just, you know, then I start getting, like, more collabs with people. You feel me? So
right.
I don't know. That's kind of strange. That's kind of strange to me.
I think it's because they hate us, and then some of them are scared to get on the track with people who might take some of the shine away.
Yeah. I know that.
I love getting features. You feel me? Like, I don't have a problem with people featuring on mine or me featuring on theirs. I don't have that type of problem, man. And I let people know that. Like, you know, I'm easy to approach, bro, as long as you know, you about your business, I'm about handling my business to let go. You know what I'm saying? But, like, motherfuckers, they don't really fuck with me too tough as far as, like, you know, with collabing with me. You know what I'm saying? That's the street shit. But from ever since I got on the internet, though, that motherfuckers been wanting to collab with a nigga like crazy.
Yeah, the internet grind. The thing about the internet grind that you just got to give it up to when it comes to music and being an indie artist is that you reach way more people when you collab than you really, unless you got a, it's just like with the physical, with the regular budget when the record labels had dominance and everything. You were only as good as your budget, okay? If your budget wasn't promoting you all over here, then you wasn't getting heard all over there. I don't give a fuck how good your music was. If you was in California, motherfuckers wasn't fucking with you in New York because no one in New York knew who the fuck you was. Not that your music was whack, they just never heard it. You feel what I'm saying? So now, I make it a point, and I love to collaborate with anybody. You know, if you feel me, you got to be totally just a fucked up person for Blizzom to really turn you down on a collaboration. But I like to collaborate more with people who don't live in the same area or don't be in the same area as me. Because I know that if I look at you and I see that you on the grind, I know you're going to go out there and put your product out there. That means all the people in Houston, all the people down in Jacksonville, South Georgia, Louisiana, wherever you guys grinding at, are going to hear a Blizzom. And it's like y'all grinding with me. Y'all are promoting with me. Because just like people in Atlanta and Panama City might have never heard of you guys until, you know what I'm saying, maybe or maybe not, maybe from the show or whatever, but on the music shit, maybe or maybe not, they never heard of you, but they know me. Now they know you. It's the same thing as me promoting you. The cross promotion when
homie,
you collaborate like
what,
that
homie,
is the whole point.
Hey, listen, but hey, but
yeah.
Guess what? Us being on the show, that's collabing too. That's another kind
yeah.
of collabing. Same
yeah,
thing.
That's
yeah.
another level.
Right,
yeah, that's
right.
another level right there. That's another level. We reach, we collaborate with people who each other's audience don't even listen to rap music too tough. You feel what I'm saying? Or at least don't even listen to underground niggas. But when they rocking with our shows, they gonna fuck with the music by default. That's a, that was a one of the number one reasons why I started the radio show for K100. It was to get myself heard and get my opinion out to people who don't even listen to my music. Because everything I talk about, a lot of the social shit I talk about in my on my show, I be spitting that shit in my music, but they may not like rap, or they may only listen to rap in the club or whatever. But if I can get them onto the show and I expose them to a whole, I get more exposure for a whole nother audience and another way to cross promote.
Mm-hmm.
So we really killing them with the double whammy by going back and forth on the shows. I try to get all my people to understand that, especially the Blog Talk people, because, I mean, the Blog Talk grind is just like an underground rap artist grind at the end of the day. We got them, just like as artists, we going up against Universal or whoever else got all the money. Hell, with Blog Talk, we going up against CNN or whoever else got all the talk shows. You feel me? So, makes sense, all right? But I'm glad you guys are on the line. So without further ado, you guys, hold on for a second. I'm finna go ahead and break this song, all right?
Hey, listen, hold on, man. Let me go and say something, man. R.I.P. Tootie, R.I.P. Ken, R.I.P. Three, nigga. Grind to the max, you heard me?
All day long,
man,
you feel
shit.
It? That's what's going down. So stand by, you guys. Hold on, I'm finna get ready to introduce this song, all right? Well, matter of fact, I'll keep y'all mic open. This is the song I just did not too long ago. It's a collaboration that took a couple of weeks to get down and done, but it is, and it was fairly easy. These guys were easy to work with. You feel me? They got back with me, communicated with me, and that's what it's all about. When you're doing work and any kind of online relationship that you have, it's all about communication and stuff. You feel me? And I think these guys did really good on that. Sometimes I've collaborated with people, and you hit them up, and you never hear back from them, and blah, blah, blah. But this was not that case. Both of these guys were professionals, and we came out with, I think, a great song, a banger. This is Blizzard, Grind to the Max, featuring Nooney Jr. and the Kid. All right?
Hello.
Here we go.
Stand up. Blizzard. My music based on memories of my life walk. Long days of cracking Hennessy, I was a nighthawk. Retarded risk I took, but roses come from concrete. Blessed to be alive and still free to hear my son speak. My motivation script tonight to all these super haters. Legs loose the flows, expose these hoes and get these stupid haters. But shit, if you was greater, I would give you prostitute. I'm a nigga, this shit not. Why the fuck would I be watching you? I never been a gang member, but I'm the same nigga. That traffic coke can make my 45 maim a nigga. So what is hard, you never know until you run up on it. I swear I got a hook inside, and you don't want to tone it. I fucked with Looney, cause the homies be in all the city. Real recognized, real, and plus I brought the kid with me. I'm highly motivated, never need a pep talk. Call me the challenger, I'm here to knock the best off. I damn it for the world, middle finger up. This drama didn't stop me, all it do was made me tough. So get out, let me get back, I'm get back, don't slack. Yeah, get out, make it back, I'ma grind to the max, to the max. We stand before the world, middle fingers up. This drama didn't stop us, all it do was make me tough. So get out, let me get back, we get back, we don't slack. Yeah, get out, let's get back, we can grind to the max.
I want mine, give me mine, yeah, round, I'ma grind. Hustling hoes is 99, what's the G trying to shine? While you watching mine. I'm clocking dime, quarters and dollars in them pilots. I ain't standing in line. Houston to New Orleans, these streets I roam. Sitting on phones, a different mind brain, cause I stay in my phone. Niggas be backing, these hoes be jacking. Robbing and killing, and will not stop until your ass reach your makeup. Middle finger like K100, bitch, get paper. And if you offer my way, bruh, won't call in your pride like stay the size. Want a 4400 box, Pamela Heights and Iron Pro. But the juveniles do not talk. Beef with a nigga like me, whatever you motherfuckers don't really wanna go and walk. Papa get popped. Shout out to my homies in Florida, like Shay and Mike Rosen, born a ghetto child. 20 years later, my refrozen bank account overloaded. 2 minutes, 2 months, I'ma make some grind, motherfucker.
I damn it, throw the world middle finger up. The drama didn't stop me, y'all.
collaboration, Grind to the Max, Blizzard featuring Nooney Jr. and the Kid. You feel me? Yeah, I brought the Kid with me. You dig? Ah, love that record. Go download it. If you don't know how to get to the song, I'm going to tell you quick ways to get to it real quick. All right? First of all, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, which is that's where you're always already at right now. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you'll see all the information in my Reverb Nation site, reverbnation.com/blizm. That's where you can get the song and download it, okay? That's the best way and the easiest way to get the song. That's actually the only place that it's actually available right now. I haven't even uploaded it to my other sites yet. So actually, www.reverbnation.com/blizm, B-L-I-Z-M, or you can just Google blizm. All right, and you can get to the song. Make sure you follow me at Blizm. All right, make sure you do that. If you're on Twitter, follow me at Blizm, B-L-I-Z-M. All right, I'm going to open up the mic lines real quick, back up for my homie Nooney and my homie The Kid, you feel me? So, fellas, I'm really proud of that song. I'm really happy how it came out. I think it's real motivational or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? I'd like to get you guys opinions about, not about the grind or whatever, but about just how you really feel about the song when you grabbed the track and you heard it and what it made you, how did you end up coming up with your lyrics or whatnot. The Kid, you go first.
Bro, I've been waiting for something like that, bro, like something that's really going to touch, like how a nigga really grinds and like how I'm going to get at these haters, dog, because niggas, you know, hey, I got a lot of them, bro. Like, there's a lot of them don't want to see a nigga shine, you feel me? So I just put my all into it and like, once you had sent me the track, bro, it was like, man, shit, you can't not just not go hard on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as you sent that bitch, I grabbed my cranberry and my vodka, got my pen and my notepad, and went to work. You
right.
Feel me?
Exactly.
Like, that's something that's, I love that track, bro. Like, I'm starting to, like, love that more than the shit I'm dropping for my mixtape, man. That shit go hard. All y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas did exceptionally well on that bitch, man. Rip that shit to pieces. I love that shit, bro. I ride that shit right now. You know what I'm saying? That shit be whamming in the lag, dog. That my shit right now.
All days. All right, go ahead, Nooney.
Man, hey, I'm so glad that you had me on mute, nigga, because Houston Police Department was going ham out here, sirens and all. But check it out, man. Hey, when I heard the track, just like kids say, bro, it made me feel like I was Rocky up in the movie, and I was trying to knock one of them big motherfuckers out, you feel me? And
right.
It's just like, dog, like, a lot of people who don't know me don't really know what I done been through trying to do music. They really don't know how I done been shot in connection with my music and by my own people. They just don't know what a nigga go through out here. You know, they might think a nigga fake or a nigga ain't real, but, hey, a nigga be on Hiram Clark and West Farm, 13600 block every day, every night. You feel me? Getting it in. You know what I'm saying? So when I heard that track, bro, it just made me think about when my whole family lost everything up in that Katrina. It made me think about how every time gang members was trying to jump me up in these streets and I was getting stomped out by 25 niggas, and then I'm coming back fighting one of them one-on-one, you know, catching them slipping. It made me think about being up in the Marine Corps. It made me think about this college that I'm going to right now. It just made me think about all of my little struggles and you know, all of my people that done died. So, you know, that's why when a nigga say, beef with a nigga like beef, whatever, you motherfucker don't really want to come and walk. Either get chopped, pop or get popped. You feel me? Like, that's where that come from. You know what I'm saying? It just comes from the struggle and the pain. And, like, it's a lot of fake-ass rappers that a lot of y'all be supporting. I ain't knocking that. But support somebody who cry and bleed just like you. You feel me?
Right. Exactly. That's what I really want to make sure that you feel me. And if you like, and if you rocking with us, man, if you're on the phone lines and you got this song and you got a Facebook, man, repost the song back up. Share it with your people. Holler at your people. Put it on their wall. Post it on their wall. Grab the link. You feel me? Because without y'all support, I mean, the big name motherfuckers ain't shit without y'all's support. But we really need y'all support down here in the underground, because them guys got budgets and they're gonna get paid some kind of way most of the time, one way or another. Unless they got a super bad business. But we grinding it out over here in the underground. So before you post up your favorite known rappers link and shit and video, holler at us. Post up our shit. If you post up a damn Drake video or a Lil Wayne video, post up a Bet the House video or a Nudie song or whatever we got going on right after that. You feel me? Do that.
Hey,
show support for the people who really fuck with you. Go ahead.
Hey, if your last name Thibodeau or your last name Reynolds or your last name Simeon or Boudreaux, and you, hey, then you goddamn kin to me, bitch. You better post that shit before I come in your house and fight you right now to the motherfucking max. You heard me?
Hey man, thank y'all for calling in to the show, man. I'm glad. I'm gonna be right back in full promo mode, posting and copy and pasting when I get done with the show. I'm not even doing the after party tonight because I'm just gonna be in promo mode after the show. But I got some more calls to get to, man. So let me jump on these calls, man. I appreciate this. I appreciate y'all calling in. We rocked the motherfucking song or whatever, and hey, we went in, dog. I'm fucking with it. It's a song I'm proud of, and I'm glad it's popping right now. Real talk.
Already,
it is.
All right, man. Stand by. Michigan girl, what it do, baby?
Hey, what's going on? You would be like right now to come to me. Can you come back to me in like 5 minutes?
Damn it, what are you doing? All right.
Get your mind right.
Damn it, man. I'll come back.
All right.
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You know, I see two people. Matter of fact, let me open the Nooney line real quick. Hey, Nooney.
What's up, homie?
I see I got Shay on the line. What up, Shay?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? I got Mike Rosen on the line. Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? I know you didn't hit the number.
You hear me?
I hear you. I see your number. I just wanted to open up the mic while Nooney was on the mic because Nooney gave you guys a special shout out in the song. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And I'm really feeling that. What you got to say about that, Mike?
Hey, I was in Books a Million, so I couldn't talk loud. I was in there reading, so I'm outside now.
Okay. Well, what do you think about the shout out? Yeah, I hear you. What do you think about the shout out that Nooney gave you in the joint?
I fucking love it, dude. I was amazed. I was shocked. He said he was going to do it, and he came through with it. I ain't heard nothing like that before in my life, you know, my name on something.
Right.
I appreciate that, Nooney.
Already. Hey, man, I don't even want to say y'all, but I'm going to tell you why I did it, because, you know, one of these days I was going through some shit. I was on some fuck the world shit. I was on some nigga, I jump in the motherfucking river with weights attached to me because the world is killing me. Fuck everybody. I miss my little girl, and you came on that bitch and told me some real shit and made me shut the fuck up, you feel me? So shout out to my homie, Mike motherfucking Rosen, bitch, and motherfucking Shay, because Shay always be checking on my old crazy ass.
Man, it's funny what people remember, because I forgot about that, and I knew you was wild on that one. I said, man, I got to say something, and I let it go for a little while, and you kept on. I knew you was at a different level, so I was like, I got to say something, so, and I'm glad it worked out for you, for real.
Right, for sure, right. And listen, everybody. I want everybody to pay attention. And my show is just, you know, and listen, if you know me, I'm not really going off topic. All right, I'm still on subject. If you just don't know it yet, what you're hearing right now is people who've never met each other. Okay, you got me, you got Nooney. Now I know Mike and Shay. You feel me? But they're from my hometown. But you know what I'm saying? You got Nooney on the line, who I don't know if he's never met Shay or Mike, right?
I met
no,
Shay, man.
Nooney had met me or Shay.
Hey,
I don't think Shay.
Hey, I met Shay down in the 850, man. She was trying to get a piece of me. Now I'm just joking.
I'm saying,
oh, never mind.
Look, that's probably true. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt it. You know what I'm saying? I don't doubt it. But
I see where the shout out came out.
Did you just get put out there, Shay? Did you?
No,
what about that?
How
they
do them, old?
Nooney messing with y'all.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if I believe him or not, but I'm gonna go with maybe yeah. Anyway. But the point is, you're listening to people who are, we're artists and everything, we're collaborators and everything, and you're listening to people who, as artists, us, we have a connection, a better connection with the people that we deal with. Our fans, and once again, pay attention to everybody, independent artists are more in tune with, and we have more of an appreciation with people who support us, show love for us, and support our work and music, and fuck with us in our personal lives than the rest of these other artists. I don't know how many times I got to tell you that. Now, if an independent artist or whatever is whack and he's just making some subpar music, I can understand you not showing love and supporting him. But for the life of me, I'm not getting it where you know that underground independent artist music is great, yet and still you don't show any love or support for them. You feel me? Because when you talk, you can talk to us. You can call us up. We're going to be on these radio shows. You can hit us in our inbox, and we'll actually hit you back. We'll follow you. We'll do all of this stuff because we are on the grind. We're coming up. You feel me? And we will remember that. Just like Mike said, wow, it's funny what people remember. See, Mike, what you fail to realize is we're not Hollywood. We're not stars. And I think, at least I know I can speak for myself on this, and probably Noonie too. Even when I become a star, I won't forget things like that. You feel what I'm
hell
saying?
No.
You
hell
feel me?
No.
That's the whole
thing. Hey, yeah. Hey, me and that goddamn Mike going to be down there with LeBron 6 years from now when he wins the championship getting loose.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you feel me?
Hey, Blizzard.
Yeah.
And if a bitch touch Mike Rosen, I'm busting their motherfucking head to the white meat. You hear me?
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Now, all because of a conversation that was going on online, a comment that was made on Facebook. This is the world that we live in now. This is what I'm trying to get. This is what episode 153 is all about. You feel me? I never met him, but I know. You feel me? Y'all fucked with him, and this is happening more and more all the time now. And it just if you're listening to this show and this podcast, if you're on the phone lines or you're on the internet, or you're catching it after the fact. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand, the dynamic, the way things have changed, the way we are right now. And this is showing you a whole other behind-the-scenes way to look at it from an artist's perspective. Because everybody on the internet is not artists like we are. You're just hearing another perspective from me and Noonie because we are artists at the same time. You feel what I'm saying? And so it's good to have these kind of conversations. Shay, did you want to say something?
Yes, Shay turn. Okay, first of all, me and Mike, we just met last week. So, and you got all I got to tell you, you done had four of my friends on the phone already, so, you know, just proof point. But me and Mike, I don't know if that counts because we actually did officially meet last week. But, yeah, Noonie, I just had to cuss him out for not calling me back. Hello.
Goodbye.
Uh-oh. Nah, but, you know, Noonie, one of my good friends, too. So, you know, you got all my peoples on the line.
Right, right. And so
and appreciate that shout-out. I was like, I've been jamming to that all day long. The first time I heard it, I was like jamming, I'm dancing, and then get my groove on. I was like, hey, you said my name.
Right, exactly. So I think that it just shows an interesting dynamic and a difference when it comes to online relationships, friends. We're not talking about people that you're trying to mash, even though the jury's out with Shay and Noonie. But still,
whatever.
I don't know, but if Noonie anything like me, he mashed it. I think me and Noonie a lot alike. I think me and Noonie a lot alike.
What it sounds like to me is Noonie might have mashed and didn't call back is what it sounds like.
Oh, no, you didn't go there, Mike. No, you didn't.
You a dog ass. Noonie is a dog.
I'm about to cross all y'all off my friend list.
Dog ass.
He's just going off what I heard.
I'm about to delete you right now. I'm going to press my delete button.
Uh-oh. Key wants to say something about... Key, you want to say something about that?
Yes, I have to come to Shay's defense. K100 women, we always get repeat customers. Thank you.
Hold on,
they don't call back. They call too much. That's what it's gonna be.
Hey, Blizzum. How does Key know that all K100 get repeat? Have you had a woman from K100?
You worried about the wrong thing. That ain't the point. That's not the point.
Uh-oh.
The point she was making is we so trill like that. You know, they can't
go. Yeah, you gotta come back.
So why is that the wrong thing to worry about? I mean, is it? It's a yes or no answer.
It's the wrong thing.
Y'all got that ruby candy swag.
We don't have the ruby candy swag. We're not there yet. We're not there. We like meat.
Michigan girl is chiming in now. I guess she has some ready.
Oh.
Okay, hold on, everybody. Let me get Michigan girl. Let me answer the questions, and then we'll open it up a little bit towards the end of the show since I'm not gonna have an after party. Hold on, guys. Michigan girl, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Why they getting on my homegirl Shay? They can't be doing Shay like that. I'm just saying.
Oh, they might still up in. I mean, Noonie, y'all, everybody, I'm finna close off the mic, but what do you mean? What do you mean? I mean, Shay kind of set up.
Yeah.
She walked right into it.
I'm with Key. K100 women, we get repeat customers. We don't get the one time only. I think that 99% of women get repeat customers. You know what I'm saying? It's just who might, Listen. You don't have a dick, so you don't know. A nigga will fuck a goddamn crock popper if he has you. Hello.
Hold up now.
He's kind of right. I mean, it's really rare.
I know some people that had some one night stands and they ain't never getting no call back. So I'm just saying.
I mean, they might have really, really, really sucked. I mean, but all the case, I mean, if you suck a dick and you let a nigga just really beat some guts up, a nigga gonna hit you back. I'm just saying.
Period.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
the only thing that can maybe not hit you back is if you don't suck dick.
Hey, you might not be option A, B, or C, but they gonna call you back at a certain situation.
Yeah. The only thing that stops me from not calling you back is your shit just fucking foul as hell, or you goddamn, you know what I'm saying, you just don't suck dick. Now, those, the both of those are goddamn unacceptable.
Yeah.
Both of those. Stop calling you back.
Hey, my nose turn up.
That's about it. You know what I'm saying? All right, everybody, stand by. Let me get into the questions with Michigan Girl. Hold on a second. All right, Michigan Girl.
What it do? What's going on?
What it do? Okay, let's go ahead and jump into this episode of questions real quick. Episode 153. K100 Internet Radio. Thanks for calling into the show. I'm your host, Blizzum. 347-934-0966. We had an eventful night tonight, all right? We had my homie Nuna Jr. and the kid on the line. They still on the line with me. They rocking with me. I debuted my song Grind to the Max today, you dig? Both of them guys, Nuna Jr. and the kid, was featured on it. I just played it on the show. So if you're listening to this via the podcast, once again, where you can go download the song is ReverbNation.com/Blizzum. Also go to ReverbNation.com/Nuna Jr. and /the kid. And look at and become a fan of their page also. So I want to make sure all my people that's listening to the show do that. If you see my Reverb Nation page, if you can't find it or don't know what to type, just go into my Reverb Nation page and look at my people and my fan list. And I'm the fan of both of these guys. Become one of their fans so you can get their updates and music to your email address and all that. Support these guys' music like you support me. You feel me? They make good music, A. And B, because they appreciate it, all right? And they're real people, you feel me? And I fucks with them, all right? So do that. For me, you fucking with Blizzum, rock with the homies, all right? So here we go, Michigan Girl, episode 153.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Before we get to the questions, I gotta say, the song is hot, it's banging. Shout out to you, Blizzum, Noonie, and the kid. It's hot, I like it.
All right, that's what's up. Got another one on deck. I haven't had anybody tell me anything negative about the song yet. Not even one person. I haven't had anybody say, I don't like this verse, that verse, whatever. Everybody's feeling the hook, the beat, and the verses. This is not from friends. This is from people who I call certain people because I know they will tell me, nigga, this shit suck. What the fuck are you doing? Kill yourself. And they've done it before. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? They don't pull no punches. But even those people gave the song high marks. You feel me? So it's certain people, and every artist has those that certain one or two people, maybe three or four people. I got about three or four people that I absolutely would send them everything because I know they do not lie. They don't. They fuck with me, but they only give it to me how they feel about the song. They keep everything 100 with me, and all of them was like thumbs up. You feel me? Two of them are actually still heavy in the industry. You feel what I'm saying? And so shout out to them. All right. So here we go. All right. So let's get to the questions. All right. Michigan Girl. How many people have you met online that you are actually really glad to know right now, you know what I'm saying, that you can actually call a friend?
I would say a handful, maybe three or four.
Three or four, okay. Do you think that you can actually have a really close friendship with this person, somebody that you never met but communicate with often? Can you really be a good, can you call them a good friend, like your friend from back in the day that you went to high school with? Do you consider them that kind of friend?
Yeah, I would, because, you know, you change and you evolve as you get older. And I think he was saying it, and I have that situation too, where all of my girls, which I would consider my ride or die girls, we've been friends since elementary, junior high. Of course, I'm in another state now, so that's one big thing, but they all still back home in Michigan. Well, the other thing is they are married, and I'm single, so we don't necessarily have the same, you know, the same interests or things. So I think, you know, somebody I met online, if I'm meeting them right now and they're single and we have similar, you know, interests and things like that, they can be just as good a friend, just a different, you know, it's just at a different point in my life now.
Okay. Do you think that online friendships and partnerships are as effective as meeting in person? Do you think that it's, when I say effective, I mean, you know, are you getting the most out of this friendship as you would any other friendship? Just because, and you know, sometimes I'm talking about the people who you never even met. So even if you just like talked to them only online or whatever, and y'all never even had a really chance, like you said, both single to go out. Well, y'all haven't even done that yet. You still really
right.
only met. You haven't even really physically met them. Do you think that friendship
right.
is just as effective as a physical friend that you go hang out with and shit?
Yeah, because, you know, if you interacted with this person, and I don't really, like, just start calling people friend or, you know, whatever, you know, that, you know, you'll get, like, an associate or somebody I know. So if I've interacted with you enough and we've had enough conversations that I consider you a friend, then I think it's just as, you know, it's just as good a friendship as if we had when we hung out, you know, and I'm getting the most out of it. You know, I think I'm a pretty good judge of character, so if you represent yourself as your true self, I'm a knower, and then I'm a true, genuine person, and we're going to vibe, and that's going to be what it is.
Are any of these friendships you have right now, do you feel are as close as or closer to you than some of the friends you have had in person for years?
Honestly, I think a couple of them are as close. And I only say that, I won't say closer, because honestly, I'm just now getting into the, I mean, you know, I've only been on Facebook for like a year, so I'm just now getting into like the meeting the new people and all of that. And I will say that I think being a part of the K100 private group is, you know, real cool, because, you know, it's like a different kind of interaction. It's like everybody is pretty much genuine, and we, you know, we interact a lot more than I've seen in some other groups.
Right.
So
I think
here,
I said
you know,
that. Yeah.
And I just think that's real, you know, I think that's real cool, and that's, you know, that's real. So I would say that a few of the friendships are as close as some of the ones I've had for a long time.
Okay. All right. As close. Let's see. What's the last question? How has an online friendship or association changed your life? Is there something about a person that you met online that you only deal with online, and maybe you did have to maybe physically meet them or whatever, but this is how you met the person, the relationship or the friendship or the association started online and it changed your life. Has that happened to you in any way? If it has, can you tell us about it?
It has.
Okay.
I have another one. I ain't fooling with your ass. Damn it, man. Okay, but I was dealing with an issue, and I was, you know, it was just a surprising issue to me, and somebody that, you know, I consider a friend. And we was online, and this person was just giving me some insight because they have a daughter, and, you know, they were just telling me some different things and just gave me some advice that I really appreciated. It kind of helped my situation out a little bit more. So that was, you know, it was somewhat life-changing because I was dealing with some stuff at that moment, and I was like, what the hell? So
right,
we'll talk about that one.
Okay.
All right. Hey,
well,
I ain't get my man.
Oh yeah, my bad. It is Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. I'm not trying to slice you. Hold on.
Yeah.
Run it.
I want to mash the dude that was following me around the club last night. Talking about he was in love with me all night and told some baby, please just I'll buy you whatever you want. Just talk to me. Just tell me your name. And I was like, dude, if you don't get away from me, he followed me around the club all last night while I was trying to watch the game. So I want to mash him.
Fine.
Yeah.
We don't mind mashing a begging ass nigga on K100. But let me do it again.
Yeah.
And then for trying to be a fucking cake master. Some niggas, man, I don't know. But why didn't you, I mean, before I go and open up the phone lines, why didn't you talk to him? What was wrong with him?
I mean, because first thing I told my mom when I walked in, you looking at my ass, talking about, ooh, baby, I'm in love. And I'm just like, for real, you laying off the rip. You ain't say, hi, how you doing? You just staring at my ass, talking about, ooh, baby, I'm in love. And then you proceed to follow me around the club all night and just begging. And I'm like, dude, get a life, get. I'm like, no. And I was polite, no, I'm not interested. No, no, thank you. I don't want no drink. Just, you know, and you just still follow me around the club.
Okay. All right.
You hit mama girl's drinks trying to get on my good side. That ain't going to help you.
Don't you hate when a nigga just go there? Why do niggas go there? Why do niggas buy drinks for them? I'm not buying your homegirl shit. Okay, let's just get that shit clear. I don't give a fuck if we fucking ain't buying your homegirl shit. Because I'm not fucking her. You feel what I'm saying? This is how Blizzard roll. I don't understand the psyche of niggas like this. But anyway, we know they out here. We know they exist. What can I do? What can I say?
That is what it is.
Yeah, it is. It is. But... I'm coming down to 12 minutes left in the show, and I'm not doing an after party, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to open up, not your people who've never hit the number one all night. Y'all just sit tight, and y'all just keep on listening. But thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in. You know, I love the numbers. I don't care if you call 1K100 and don't say shit. I really don't. I'm just saying, I'm not going to open up your phone line if you don't press the fucking number one. That's all I'm saying, all right? So I go through this every show, you feel me, and people know that, and that's okay because some people may not have the internet or whatever, and the only way they can listen to the show is on the phone. So, and then they might be at work or they might have the kids hollering in the background. So that's why the practice of me opening up phone lines to people who have not hit the number one stands firm on K100. I don't do it. But I'm not doing after party, so since I'm not having after party, I'm going to open up to people who actually did say something and who actually did talk. So I got Noonie, I got the kid open, I got Key on the line, I got Michigan Girl Shay and Mike. The rest of you people, now if you want me to open up your phone lines and you actually want me to ask you the questions or something, you should have hit the number one by now. But you know what I'm saying? I'll come to them if they press it, you know what I'm saying? But right now I'm not concerned with that. I got 10 minutes left and I got the floor open to the people who actually did want to talk. Of course, I got the two artists that was featuring on the song Grind to the Max with me, the kid, and Noonie Jr. They on the line, you feel me? And I got everybody else who I just named on the line, you guys, for about 10 minutes, you feel me? So you guys who didn't get a chance to talk to Noonie, like Michigan Girl or whatever, well, they heard what you said. They heard you said you feel the song. Kid, did you hear the song? I didn't hear your opinion. Have you
loved
heard the song?
Loved it.
Okay, all right, that's what's up. Well, it's unanimous, you feel me, across the board.
I can't wait till the summertime comes so I can really just...
I'm telling you.
Right.
I'm going to
party just so I can play the damn song.
Hey, Blizzum.
Go ahead,
Blizzum. Hey, Blizzum, I don't mind how hopping up on the plane, homie. So, video shoot got to be coming, man. Everybody know I...
Hey, that's all good to me.
And
yeah.
Like video
shoot.
I was thinking that myself.
Video
whenever I was looking, I was like, they need a video for this one.
Hey, man, I'm not. That can happen. That can happen so easily on so many levels, man, because you already know the kid. This is what I do. You feel me? So we ain't got to talk to nobody about a video. That's just making a date. So fellas, that's all we got to do. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to talk to nobody else. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, nigga.
We need to be on the phone. That's it. They were on the phone now. Hey.
No more cheap vodka at the next video shoot, though. No cheap vodka.
No more cheap vodka, Harrison. I'll fucked up.
Hey, that was the whole point of the cheap boxes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's how I fucked up.
Hey.
Go ahead, Noonie.
Hey.
All y'all got to do is just let me know where y'all want to do it at. If y'all want to come to New Orleans or Houston, it's whatever, nigga. Savage, like, ready for you. Come on.
Yeah, I want to shoot something. If we can do it, I want to shoot a little bit of it up here, some over in Duval, and then we'll take that long trip out to Houston. You feel me? We get some in all of the hoods. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, nigga, I got my own shit, nigga, my own spot. Don't nobody stay with me, man. It's all good,
hey,
nigga. Come to
too.
The house, nigga. It goes down.
Hey.
If y'all niggas want freaks, y'all want sluts, I got them on deck. Hey, listen. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I have changed my life, and, you know, some of the K100 know what's going on with me. You know, y'all... If y'all been paying attention, y'all see that I'm really feeling somebody, and I ain't in that life no more. So it's a lot of angry women that need some meat,
I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah.
All you gotta do, hey, for all
do
the damn people, hey, for all the damn people who ain't never met me before, ask that nigga, the kid, about me, the nigga that's on the song. Ask him about how I get down. Hello.
Hey.
Damn.
They don't really want to know.
They really don't want to know.
Tell them.
Tell them. Hold on. I got to call them now. Hold on.
Damn, you silly nigga. They getting done for.
Hold on. 44200. Who's this? 44200. You on the phone?
Oh, yo, what's up? This your boy Nextel Nails Bliss. What's going on?
Oh, this is my homie, Team Shred.
Hey.
Nextel, what's back? What's popping, man?
What's up, my dude? I hear y'all talking about videos and all of that. What's going on?
You heard flex and hoes.
Hey, Nails,
I heard a little bit of something about something like that, yeah.
Right. I want to ask Nails because Nails, first of all, shout out to the whole Team Spirit Flip. Just the other day, which was this past Saturday, we had a listening session for the entire Team Spirit project. This was the first time that everybody who's involved with the project was in the room. A couple other people who's going to be helping us with the project and everything came over, heard all the songs that we've done for the Team Spirit project. A resounding round of just they fucking with it. I think the album sounds great. So when that project comes out, you guys really need to check for that record. That is a great collaborative effort by people from, again, the internet, man. Not the internet. We didn't really meet through the internet, but still, just the way we get down and the way we did a lot of the songs and collaborating and sending songs back and forth through the internet to get done. You feel me? And my homie Nextel is a person who I really garnered their opinion because he's a dope MC and a great producer. So Nails, did you hear the song I put up there with Grind to the Max with Noonie and the Kid?
Yes, sir.
Are you fucking with it? What you think about that record? Honestly.
Of course I'm fucking with it, man. You never come weak, ever.
Right. I appreciate that, homie. I appreciate it.
You know I mess with you all day, man. So
right.
No,
right.
Yeah, the track is dope. The song is dope. I'm fucking with it all the way.
All right. So now can we now finish the Can You Feel It? Me and Nails have got a collaboration. And I'm telling you, when we drop this fucking song, if Nails can ever get to the studio and drop these verses so we can get this song to you people, you fucking people are going to love it. That's going to be one of your favorites from Blizzom. The Blizzom and Nextel Nails collaboration is going to be a monster. I can't wait for that song, too. The homie is dope. You feel me?
Yeah,
but I really appreciate you calling into the show, because you almost never call into the show, nigga.
Yeah, I know. I'm slipping. My head be in these beats, man. And I'm doing all kinds of taking care of business, you know. But I got to get better on that.
Right. Well, real quick. Right. It is real quick though, Nell. Let me ask you. I just want to ask you real quick about the topic at hand. How do you feel about meeting people and meeting new friends on the internet? Do you feel me? Do you feel like you can actually meet some real cool people and become good friends, not associates, with people that you just garner relationships with online only?
I think you can. It takes some time and effort though. I'm more old school, man. I mean, if you're talking about the opposite sex, I'd like to be able to come up to you and talk to you, see what you're working with for real. Like, you know, internet can be very deceptive. Networking definitely though. Networking, definitely. There's some people that I mess with right now who I don't really know, like, in person like that. But
right. We
do a lot of dealings with tracks and different things like that, you know what I'm saying, just over the internet, you know, and they're cool
people. Right. Well, you know, West Side Detroit, you're going to be skeptical. What can you say? did you see the that's where the homie's from. Did you see the fucking Eminem commercial he did for the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, how can you be from Detroit and not fuck with the white boy with that commercial, man? Come on, man.
Not possible, man.
He keeps shining light on us, man.
Like, and
yeah, you know, even though, you know what I'm saying, Detroit is fucked up right now. But
the city is fucked up. Like,
what
the clips they showed on TV, like, that's as good as you're going to see.
Right.
That's it. They had to show them at an angle. right next to the, you know, they showed a fish downtown.
Right.
It's at least 20 bombs on the other side of that fist sleeping.
Right.
Man,
it's raw down there, man. Well, hey, I'm about to get ready to wind the show down, man. Thanks for calling into the show and supporting. You feel me?
No doubt, man.
I need the Can You Feel It collaboration to happen, Nell.
It's coming. It's coming, baby. We're going to get it done.
Tell everybody on the phone line, when is the shoot for the automatic for the song Automatic, though? When's the video shoot, so if they want to come out to that one?
Oh, yeah. Dual shoot going on next Sunday. That's February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. It's going to be at a video spot in Marietta, Georgia. It's for a song called Automatic. It's a dual single for me, Nextel Nails, and my boy Big Bully Streets from Team Stress. So if y'all want to get the information on that, check me out on Facebook. I'm Blizzum's friend on there. You know what I mean? Nextel Nails. And, yeah, y'all want to come out, come out. We're going to have fun. We're going to have food, liquor, and all of that good stuff.
They'll be there. The K100 women will be there. Just don't bring cheap vodka, they said.
Oh, yeah. No.
Vodka. T-Rex brought cheap vodka, and they all got slizzard. They were stole over there drinking the hell out of it, though, for it to be some cheap shit. They was over there getting fucked up. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I missed that one, too, man.
I was highly upset you couldn't make that shoot, dog. You already know about
that.
I don't want to talk about that.
Who's that?
She was supposed to be at the shoot. That was key. She said she wished you was there.
I know. I wish I was there, too.
Yeah, I was upset you couldn't make that shoot. But it's all good. We're going to have plenty more. I'll be at the automatic shoot, though. And then we do the Grind to the Max video, which is going to happen. It's seeming like that's going to go down. You're going to have to be in the building for that one, too.
Yeah, I'm there, man. I ain't missing no more.
All right. Stand by. All right, everybody, we're coming out to the end of the show. You feel me? The last 2 minutes of the show. You feel me? I really appreciate it. Well, that's one last 1 minute of the show. I really do appreciate everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody's mic is still open who hit number one. Everybody else who didn't hit number one, I hope you guys are enjoying this this scene, what we're talking about. You're seeing around. You're listening to people who, some people who've never even met before, but you hear the good spirits. The real talk, you feel me? And that's what it's all about. And that's what episode 153 was about and portraying. You can meet some good people, and you can actually become good friends with some people that you've never even physically met through the internet. Don't be so closed-minded, you feel me? I wish Key would stop rolling around in the bed.
That's not me. That's not me. And I don't play with myself.
That was me. I was rolling around in the bed. I'm sorry.
Okay, you stop playing with yourself?
Jesus. Don't stop. Don't let them tell you that. Keep going.
60 seconds left. Can you stop masturbating for 60 seconds? The lady just said it in my ear. 60 seconds.
Damn freak.
It's no fun playing alone.
Right.
I hear that.
You guys out of control.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Anybody who's not, which everybody on this phone line, I don't know if the kid is, make sure you guys
get up
and be up there. I'm there. No, I'm saying, if you're not a part of the private K100 group page, kid, make sure you holler at me and get in there, because we have some interesting conversations in it, and I know you good people. What goes on in the private K100 group stays there. It's private for a fucking reason.
Oh, yeah, I got to get in there.
You feel me? It's private for a reason. Private for a reason, all right? So,
let's go.
All right. 20 seconds left. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. We signing out for episode 150. I'll catch you guys tomorrow.
Nooney.
Peace.
Appreciate it, Nooney. All right, my name is good.